We are at the Kaseya Center. They're going to honor Dwayne Wade tonight, Heat and Pistons, and we're on the East Plaza right now. But our friend Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we celebrate our Canes here, reminder, if you're looking for some fresh Canes gear, you check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or caneswear.com. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, and he was on the call Saturday night from Hard Rock Stadium as our Canes stayed undefeated on the season. What was the atmosphere like, Joe, compared to, you know, other big games in UM history? How did Canes Seminoles feel Saturday night?
I think Hurricane fans did really well. I thought the atmosphere was electric. I thought the atmosphere was good. Probably not as great as it was in 2017 against Notre Dame, but I think that's because the game kind of just settled into a little bit of a rhythm, or maybe the game got choppy, and really there was no drama in the game for the most part. I thought Miami was in firm command all the way, but I do think the atmosphere was really good. I think that's important, Hawk, because I think sometimes when Miami struggles at home, there's nobody in the stadium early because they're in the parking lot. But right. On Saturday night, they were in the stadium early, and I think it does have, as crazy as it sounds, I do think it helps Miami get off to a nice start. And they got off to precisely the start they wanted against Florida State, going up 14-0.
And, Joe, as it comes down to these last couple games, we're talking about, you know, no great teams, you know, until maybe the AC Championship game. But the concerns, the Monday morning film study that Mario Cristobal is talking to him right now about, things that need to be cleaned up.
Well, Chang, two things. One, two things about your question. If you were to tell me at any time in my broadcast career during the University of Miami that you had Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse, those are the last four teams that go undefeated, would you take that? I would say, where do I sign? And so that's the path. And so you ask, what is Mario Cristobal concerned about? Ironically, I'm about five steps from his office, so I could peek in there today. But what they're probably concerned about would be, one, mindset, finish this thing off in November, playing your best football. This is the time of the year where you got to play your best football, protect the ball, cut down the penalties. And then the most glaring thing, I was looking at it today, the most glaring thing is simply the big plays on defense. They're playing good enough defense. They have good enough defensive players to be a very good defensive team. But if you go back to the Gator game, there was a long run in the Gator game for a touchdown. There was a long run in the Florida State game, nearly for a touchdown. Obviously, Cal, Virginia Tech, and Louisville had big plays. So if they could erase those big plays, I think they're going to be a really tough out in November and as it goes forward into the playoffs.
There are some fans who wanted Miami to just pound FSU into oblivion. And that's not what happened. It was a win, and it was, I think, a dominant enough win. Solana had said, you know, hey, because they scored a junk time TD, like, that doesn't matter, and they had that weird quarterback scramble that went for so long. Overall, how was Mario satisfied with how the game played out? How was the team satisfied with the win?
Yeah, I think they thought it was a convincing win. They held Florida State to their fewest passing yards of the season. Now, holding their offense down to anything is not, you know, a great achievement. They stink on offense, but nonetheless, it was still their fewest amount of yards passing. Miami did not turn the ball over. They continued to methodically drive the ball down the field. The difference in the game, the reason why it wasn't bigger, is because Miami kicked three field goals, and those were easy decisions to make because you know that Florida State can't score. So just keep taking any points you can get and pile on the points to keep them from a safe distance from anything quirky happening in the game. In other games, Miami's had to go for it on fourth down. Those have led to touchdowns. But I saw this number today on Twitter. Maybe you guys saw this. This is ridiculous. This is how good the Miami offense is. They've had 92 drives this season. 92 drives. Three of 92 drives have ended in a three and out. And two of those were in the first game of the season. So since Florida, of the last 82 drives, one has ended in a three and out. So their offense is putting themselves in position to be successful. They took the field goals the other night. That kept the score down a little bit. Nonetheless, at one point, it was a 29-point lead, right? And they still covered the spread.
And, Joe, speaking of that, we know what, you know, the offensive line solidified. We know Mario loves that. The answer is Cam Ward. Are you surprised by anything Cam Ward does? Because I was, you know, questioning him. They have a whole montage about me questioning him. He's very good. Can he still surprise you with anything he does on that field?
I'm going to say yes, and that's going to be some other crazy play that he comes up with. I don't know that I've seen a quarterback in the last 15 years dodge and elude and evade any word you want to throw in there, a defensive rush, and be as calm about it as Cam Ward, and then turn it in to a big play. Now, I'll give Florida State credit. The other night, they did a very good job where Ward has crushed teams this season, has been on those extended plays. That's part of Miami's arsenal. There's the play that Shannon Dawson calls, and there's the play that Cam Ward ends up running. And often that play that he ends up running is an extension of something that's broken down, and then he turns it into, you know, a 40 or 50-yard play. And Florida State did a pretty good job of being disciplined in their secondary with their safeties being deeper than the Miami deepest receiver and forcing Miami to go the length of the field, which they did. But will I be surprised by anything he does? I don't know. Probably not. I'm sure there's going to be something that's going to be spectacular, and I'm going to say, how the hell did he do that? But that's the way he's played. I think he wins the Heisman Trophy if he just wins the rest of his games. I don't think he needs to pile up the numbers anymore, although maybe there's, you know, be a bias against Miami. But his numbers are off the charts. I think if he guides Miami to four more wins, he wins the Heisman Trophy.
Which of those final four games make you the most nervous? You've got Duke this Saturday, then Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and then you close the season with Syracuse.
Well, I would say the road games. Georgia Tech has always been a pain in the neck for the University of Miami for whatever reason. They have a bye week right now. They're coming off a loss to Virginia Tech, so they're going to have 2 weeks to get ready for Miami. They're playing without their starting quarterback. He got injured. They played their third-string quarterback the other day, who is ironically coached by Mark Richt's son, John, or was coached by John Richt in high school. He's the all-time leading passer in the history of Georgia football, so he's got a pretty good arm. So Georgia Tech bothers me a little bit just because they've always found a way to keep the games close with Miami, and then, you know, the hardest thing to do, Hawk, is close, right? Hardest thing to do will be closing, and Miami's going to have a great closing argument against Syracuse in the Dome the last game of the year. And I suspect they'll get to that game undefeated, provided they get past Georgia Tech, and I think they will. That will be the pressure cooker for the University of Miami. And I want to say we went there in 91 or 92 with Gino and undefeated. And, you know, the game ended on the one-yard line. So crazy things happen in that place. But those two road games could be hiccups, but I don't think they will be.
And, Joe, we were joking about it earlier, but it might mean something with Manny Diaz being at Duke. Is there any advantage he has? Because he probably still remembers some of these guys and knows some of these players because he's only been gone for, 3 years? So some of these guys that are older, you know, older players, he knows about them, knows their weaknesses, knows how they play.
Second week in a row he's had to go through this. You know, last week they played SMU with Rhett Lashley, and half the guys on Rhett Lashley's staff were on Manny Diaz's staff down here in Miami. Certainly players like Rashard Smith, I'm pretty sure, was recruited by Manny Diaz. He was. And Harrison Hunt on defense, Ja'Kai Clark, the center. So he'll have the same kind of awareness this week with several players from this team. But I think that Mario Cristobal, I was just talking about this with somebody else, and yes, Shane, he's going to be familiar with some of the players. But the bigger story, I think, is the job that Mario has done with his roster management, with this team, because they've got some heavy hitters on this team, some really good players that have come from different places and different teams, and they have really found a way to mesh this thing together. I don't know that I've seen a Miami team this united in a long, long time. So, and this confidence. So I feel really good about the job that Mario has done, not only bringing in the talent, but managing it as well, turning it into a team.
I'm looking at a picture of one of these Dwayne Wade statue memes.
Oh, I just drove by the Ron Frazier statue. I got to tell you, the Frazier statue looks like Ron Frazier. Dwayne Wade statue does not look like Dwayne Wade to me.
Well, I don't know about that, Joe.
Pretty much doesn't look like him. I mean, we're just calling. It doesn't take anything away from the honor, but it's tough to see him in there, isn't it?
I'm not sure that it looks like him.
Right. It's tough to find him. That Ron Frazier statue outside the ballpark looks exactly like Ron Frazier.
Right. So I saw the picture of Dwayne Wade's statue on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went, I wasn't sure if that was really it or not.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are.
I'll send you a better picture, Joe. I'll send you a better picture.
I know I'm half crazy, but I just wanted to make sure I was just as crazy as you.
No, you are definitely just as crazy as us when it comes to this. Joe Zagacki, he will be on the call Saturday. It is a noon kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Canes and the Manny Diaz Duke Blue Devils.
The Dukies are coming to town. How about that? What a storyline.
All right, have a good broadcast next Saturday, Joe, and let's celebrate this number 5 ranking for this week, shall we?
All right, we shall. Thank you very much.
There you go. Joe Zagacki, again, the voice of the University of Miami Hurricanes.